So I was looking for a video to add to this video. It's a video of that, I can't remember who now, but someone talking about how Nigeria wasted the 20s of Nigerian youth. And I'm not sure that video went viral, but it just popped up somewhere. I think part of this 30 days rant challenge and all of that. But I just want to explain a little, because you may not know what that means until you know what it means. So last year I met a guy, a white guy, and we got talking. Any small thing, my wife and I. I said, come man, how old are you? I just asked him. He said he's 24. I said, stop him. If not play, stop him. He said, no, yeah, he got married 2 years ago. At age 22, he got married. I said, why are you in such a hurry? And then he said they knew each other from high school. They went to the same college. And then two, don't they work? So the system already, they already programmed, say, okay, once you finish school, there's job, you have savings. The long life goal is probably to buy a house. And the two of them are working towards it. And I'm like, wow. Now, I said that to say that Nigeria will make you will just be playing with your life. A lot of youths come out of school not knowing what to do in life, not knowing where to go. And there's this narrative they give us young people in Nigeria. When you are in your 20s or so, you are still a young boy. You are coming up. You are still a young boy. Until you go outside your country and see your mates, how far they have come in that their young age, you are still a young girl. You don't know what you are doing. And these same young people engage in politics or in government in these conversations. They engage it like video games. Many of the people that you are conversing for and shouting, this one is my fave. He must be, he let them do their 8 years and go. I saw that comment during the election and I'm like, you have 8 years to waste.
Okay.
Wow. He said, let them just do and go. If he says he's done, let him do his 8 years and go. A young person, you know. I'm worried because when these men started this politics, when they started governance, they were just your age mate too. They were in their 30s or in their 20s. Now they start all this movement too. You are wasting your 20s if you have not even wasted it finish. Now you are in your 30s at 39. Just 1 year to make you a fool forever. Only one more year. You still dey shout, no way, you dey proportion. It's okay for us to have contrary opinion on other things, but not on things that are the real issues of life. Because hunger, not really no opinion. Don't carry opinion, go market. How much is this bag of rice? It's 90-something thousand. In my opinion, it's cheaper in other part of the world. You and your opinion go hungry.
Jesus.
I don't know if I'm shouting. I'm doing this video is that it's time for us to call stupid people stupid. No point to say, hey, you have a point. Somebody is coming out to air his view, complaining about the ills in the society. And somebody is in the negative opinion. So if you are tired, why don't you leave the country? Is it just you? I don't like the way she talks. She's attacking a particular tribe or religion, my sister. That person is not a time to like the comment. It's a time to reply the person. Say, my brother, do you know you are stupid? Hey! Like, do it every day of the week. My brother, good morning. I hope you know you are stupid. You have to be doing it consistently.